Welcome to the CodeCast Podcast. Real-world insights for your daily medical coding and billing processes. And now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the CodeCast Podcast. My name is Terry Fletcher. So today is episode 333. I know, can you believe it? And today I wanted to talk about something that has been actually weighing on me because I have been pulling my hair out trying to figure out how to answer this coding question. And no matter where I turn, where I look, who I consult with, whether it be a payer or a fellow colleague, I even talked to Christine Hall, which is a very good friend of mine, and we collaborate on several projects, but there just isn't a response to this. And it was something that was actually, I don't want to say hidden, but not highlighted in the 2021 E&M guidelines until now. So a reminder, when the 2020 E&M rules were out, so that and before, remember the office visit codes used to say and or family. So you say patient and or family, but it doesn't say that anymore. All of the E&M codes, whether it be evaluation and management, office visits, hospital visits, any kind of behavioral health visits, anything that has to do with a patient encounter, it says that it is it basically talks about patient. So all they talk about is patient. They don't say and or family. They don't say caregiver, unless you're getting into like chronic care management or psychoanalysis codes. So there's psychotherapy codes that say patient, not presence. But here's a couple of scenarios that come up, and it's kind of disheartening to me because, you know, the question comes up, can I bill an E&M service when the patient isn't present? And the answer is no. And here's what has come up. So a couple scenarios. Let's say a provider meets with a family to discuss and develop a care plan for patients. So the providers will give the parent an option to have the patient present or just the parent guardian due to the sensitivity of the discussion. Well, you can't do that past the 2021 E&M guidelines and bill for it to a payer. Could you present a 99499 unlisted code and then charge the patient a cash fee? Yes. But here's a scenario. What about a patient that provider shares behavioral health diagnosis, signs for the patient to watch out for depression, suicidal ideation, and other sensitive topics, medication, therapy, and you know, further. They prefer to leave how the news should be shared from the doctor or from the parent or guardian, and they give it to the discretion of the parent or guardian. And this conversation could also elicit an emotional response from the parent or guardian, and they might not choose not to have the child present for that. Well, that's reasonable for me to think that you could bill an office visit without the patient present, but you can't. You cannot. It does not say and or family anymore. Another one would be in the oncology specialty. Provider shares a cancer diagnosis. They prefer to leave how the news should be shared. So from the doctor or from the patient at the discretion of the, you know, parent, guardian, or again, the patient, or the patient's, let's say, spouse. This conversation can also elicit an emotional response again from the parent or guardian, and they might choose either not to have the child present or think an elderly person not have the patient present, or even just a 35-year-old female being, you know, getting ready to be told she's got breast cancer, and her mom is the one that is having the conversation with the physician. These are not E&M visits. You cannot charge for them. Please don't do that. The patient has to be present. And to me, it's almost like a sick joke because there were times and good arguments, and these are a couple of them, especially when these discussions are often like 30 to 60 minutes in length, that talk about when prior to 2021, that say parent and or family, there was a reason for that. But that was also when it said, you know, 50% or more spent counseling. And again, that went away. So with this patient-centered care, even though there are team options for shared visits in the hospital, that's provider to provider. And so this is something that's very controversial, because another question came up, and I was presenting for the CAP physicians this week, and we had over 800 people talking about E&M codes. And a question that came up said, what if the patient is dementia and they're too far gone to really participate in the visit at all, and they're talking to the family? The patient still needs to be present, even virtually. Patient has to be there. And you should document that the patient was there, obviously, that if they are. Now, am I saying you can't bill for an E&M? I am. It's not legal. But can you charge an unlisted code, again, a cash fee? And if it's important enough to the patient's family to have these discussions with the physician, and obviously the physician wants to get paid for their time because they're due that money, that reimbursement, or that monetary value, then that's where you have to go with it, as an unlisted code. So I don't like bringing this up. I looked for everything possible to be able to bill something that represents an E&M code for these scenarios, which are valid, but there's nothing I could find. And I spent a couple of days looking and trying to figure out how to bill for a service when the patient isn't present. And in 2024, or I should say past 2021, you can't do it. Same thing with, and don't try to say, well, we're going to do it through telehealth. What's the difference? Remember, telehealth is supposed to be that replacement visit for an in-person. So it's not supposed to be different. I mean, there are some limitations on what you can do from an exam component, but it's just supposed to be the patient can't come in for a face-to-face. And so the patient is the one on the audio and video visit. And so can you have family members participate in these visits with the express written consent of the patient, or if they have the medical, directive to do that? Yes. But if the patient isn't present, it is not appropriate to bill for an E&M code, no matter what the scenario at this point. I don't know if this was something that was an oversight by AMA or if it was intentional, given the payers are trying to get out of paying for a lot of things now. And this seems to be one of them, because I've gone in a deposition, I've done court cases in the past prior to 2021 where the patient wasn't present for a lot of these different scenarios, mostly in the pediatric field. And we won because the CPT documentation guidelines, the definition of CPT codes, said patient and or family, but it doesn't say that anymore. So if you want to check, go back and pull one of your 2020 or before CPT books, look at the descriptors and these sections where it gives you direction prior to the codes on the patient and or family, and then look at your 2024 CPT book and think, wow, it's not there. Other than psychotherapy, because they do have patient not present, but you're not billing for psychotherapy. You're not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or a behavioral health specialist. So unless that is your specialty or that's your certification or your qualification to be able to just see patients for these sensitive issues, the patient has to be present. So I just want to make sure that was clear, because since these are coming up, I'm wondering if payers are starting to question it, since I'm getting these questions, and I have a feeling it is. So it seems to be on their radar. And just some things that I've been seeing lately from the OIG, I just posted something today from LinkedIn where they're looking at, unbelievable days through time, then they're going to start looking at things like this, especially when the record itself says patient not present. So, and again, I don't want you to hide anything. I don't want you to do anything shady. I don't want you to do anything that would infer, don't put that in there. But because if that's the case, you have to. But you cannot bill for it, is what I'm saying. So can you charge for it? Sure, as a cash patient, but billing for it would be inappropriate. The CodeCast podcast is also brought to you today by the Netflix series, The Lincoln Lawyer. Check out seasons 1 and 2 on Netflix.com and look for season 3 to drop fall 2024. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on Michael Connelly's book, The God of Guilt. And the third season of The Lincoln Lawyer looks like it will have 10 episodes. So I'm excited for that. So this is going to be a short episode today. I just wanted to kind of get that out there. I'm going to be talking about critical care probably the next episode or two, because that has been, on my radar and it's come up as a couple of questions. So hopefully you're getting your updates for your CPT 2020. 24 E&M services. We had over 800 this last week for the physicians, with the CAP physicians, CAP physicians, and a lot of good questions. A lot of people are still confused over some of the guidelines and what you can or can't do when it comes to time versus medical decision-making. And you just want to make sure you're understanding those guidelines. I have an on-demand webinar that you can get off my website at terryfletcher.net. Happy to send that to you. My webinar is on there, are $199. Also, a lot of you have been asking about my membership services. It's the Coding Corner membership. I have regular membership, $1,200 a year, and the executive membership, which includes some free things, and that's $1,800 a year, and that's for unlimited coding questions through email. And so when you send me an email question, if you're not a member, I'll send you back a link to become a member. So we have close to 100 members. We always have people coming in, going out, and we've had some people that have been with us for 25 years or longer. So if you need that resource where somebody cannot just give you answers to your coding, billing, compliance questions, but also help you with appeals and cite our references, then you might want to take a look at our membership. Again, terryfletcher.net, go under services, and it's the first option. So everyone, I hope you are enjoying already your March. I can't believe we're already in March. And for me, that means that baseball's going to start up. Go Pittsburgh Pirates. And that's because of my husband. I used to be a Dodger fan, and they took it off the local TV stations for like 6 years, and they lost a lot of people watching it. So then I kind of went to the dark side, and now that's what we watch. But I have Napa coming up with my daughter and her husband, so I'm excited about that later in the month. And then I think we're going to a fun preseason game for baseball. So it's getting nice out there. We already got our pool getting heated up and getting some sunshine. So I hope the rest of you are doing the same, since the groundhog said that we're going to have a lessened winter. So everyone, make it a great day, a great rest of your week, and thank you for listening to the CodeCast podcast.
For more information on medical coding, billing, auditing, and compliance, including how to hire Terry, follow Terry on Twitter at TerryCoder1 or visit her website at www.terryfletcher.net. Podcast producer Joe Kuzma. Music producer DeSassin Music.